Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and today, welcome to highlights from the first concert of the current season of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directors Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman. This concert was recorded last Sunday at Kirkland Performance Center with special guest Wycliffe Gordon. Here's Clarence A. Cox to introduce the featured artist.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a real treat this afternoon. This gentleman that I'm going to introduce, I first heard in 1989 on a holiday show at Lincoln Center with Wynton Marsalis, and they had this trombone player that was just knocking everybody's socks off and just blowing me away. And later on, we became friends, and we've played together at Jazzport Townsend on the main stage and the Faculty Presents. And we grew up in the South. We were influenced by the same person, Dr. Foster, from Florida A&M University. So we have a lot of things in common. He is a tremendous trombone player, but I'm not going to say trombone player. He's a tremendous brass player, as you will hear. So I want you to give him a warm Kirkland welcome, and welcome to the stage, Mr. Wycliffe Gordon.
Thank you very much, Clarence A. Cox. Thank you all so much for being here, and thank you for having me. We're going to start out with an original composition. It's a blues, and it's entitled Grease Bucket. And it is about a bucket of grease. But not just any kind of grease. It's made from bacon grease. I grew up in the South on the East Coast, and we used to have this can. I call it a bucket, but a can that sat on top of the stove that housed the grease from bacon for many years, and that grease was used to cook so many things, like you know, fried fish in that grease, and made pancakes with that grease. That grease saved lives. In any case, this is, it was written as a part of a suite, and it's my tribute to that bucket. You know, it's not healthy nowadays. I know everyone's health conscious and green, but I'll never forget that grease bucket. So without further ado, this is our rendition of Grease Bucket.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mark Taylor on the tenor saxophone. Randy Halberstadt on the piano. And Phil Spark on the walking bass solo.
Grease Bucket with Wycliffe Gordon on trombone and the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra from the first concert of the new season, recorded last weekend at Kirkland Performance Center. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest. Here's Wycliffe Gordon.
Indeed, I hope you all came out to have a good time tonight and hope you had a good time thus far. Yes. Yes. Okay. I'm not convinced, but I'm going to tell you, by the end of the night, if you're not having a good time or if you have not had a good time, it's probably your fault. Not ours. Not going to take the blame. So, as you're going to see in this first half, I love to play blues, and this next one is no exception. It's entitled Somebody New. Somebody New.
Thank you.
I'm going to play another original composition called Wishing Well. And this was arranged by a good friend of mine, John Mahoney. It's going to feature Randy Halberstadt on the piano and myself. This one is entitled Wishing Well.
Thank you. Thank you.
An original composition by Wycliffe Gordon, that was Wishing Well, arranged by John Mahoney for the big band. Played here by Wycliffe Gordon on trombone with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directed by Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman from the opening series of concerts, this one recorded last Sunday at Kirkland Performance Center. This program of highlights from this concert's coming to you on Jazz Northwest, surveying the regional jazz scene here on Sunday afternoons. I'm Jim Wilkie. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest. Next is an Ellington classic. This was composed as a feature for Duke Ellington's trumpet player Cootie Williams. He called it Concerto for Cootie. Ellington later rearranged the music and added lyrics. It became Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. Here's Wycliffe Gordon on trumpet with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. Thank you. Concerto for Cootie by Duke Ellington, played by Wycliffe Gordon on trumpet with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. Next in this concert, we'll be listening to a piece which has a bit of Ellington flavor to it, but it's an original by Wycliffe Gordon, and he calls it Herky Jerky. It features some baritone sax work by Alex Dugdale, Dan Marcus on trombone, and Randy Halberstadt at the piano.
Thank you. applause.
Next thing we're gonna do for you is another original composition entitled This Rhythm on My Mind, and the lyrics kind of tells the story of how I write songs sometimes, but that's not that important. Anyway, this is This Rhythm on My Mind. Sweet melodies, then when they are clear, that's when I write them down. Then I add a little harmony to get the vibe out slowly, and then I'll lyricize and scat my song all of the day long. Why don't you come along with me and sing my song? Let's again. Well, oh yes, it goes like shop bippy do po do po swilly dippy out. Red man, you bloody lonely. Hush, boom, bling, zone. And here comes old trombone. Thank you. Mike Bebber. Dan Marcus on trombone, Mike Bebber on the trumpet. You know, sometimes pieces end big, and we wanted this one to end small, like it used to happen. Some of you seem like you're young enough to remember when the television used to sign off. That meant it was time to go to bed. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Some of you have absolutely no idea. Do-do-do-do. You know, time to go to bed. Anyway, that was a good time. You heard Clarence Acox say that we came up under the same tutelage and the baton of Dr. William Foster, who caught us in our formative years as musicians in the marching band in Florida A&M. And I have a great friend of mine who's here that made sure that I came up right. And he lives out here in the Seattle area. I think he's from Miami with his lovely wife. Please say hello to Stillman Saunders. Yes, indeed. Rattler through and through, and I'm going to dedicate this last one to him. This one is entitled, We're Still Here. It's a medley. We're still here, and he's all right. It's going to feature several members in the band. Thank you all once again for coming. I'm Wycliffe Gordon. Good night. Thank you. Thank you all so much for coming tonight. How about it for our saxophone section? How about it for the trombone section? How about it for our trumpet section? Also our rhythm section. I'm gonna walk my walk, and I'm gonna talk my talk. I'm gonna sing my song, and I'm gonna sing it all day long. I'm gonna clap my hand, I'm gonna stomp my feet, I'm gonna pick up my trombone. Take my time.
Wycliffe Gordon, featured with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, directed by Michael Brockman, from this concert, The Art of the Trombone, concluding this selection of highlights with a pair of pieces in that medley, We're Still Here and He's All Right. Wycliffe Gordon on trombone with the SRJO. For more information about upcoming concerts with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, be sure to see the website at srjo.org. For more information, they have the Sacred Music of Duke Ellington coming up at the end of the year on December 30th and 31st. Our thanks to Wycliffe Gordon and the members of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra for allowing us to record and broadcast their music at this time. Thanks also to the staff and management of the Kirkland Performance Center for their cooperation and help in recording this broadcast. Special thanks to A.J. Hudson and Howard Mostrom, who did house sound and assisted with recording. This has been a Hatch Cover production. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest and live music in the region. Here's a look at some activities going on around the area today and into this week. The Jazz Police Big Band have a new recording, and they're playing at Tula's this afternoon at 4. Songwriter, drummer Dave Tall and Rebecca Kilgore front a quartet at the Marine View Church, Tacoma, at 5. Gene and Marcus Baylor wrap up the Earshot Festival with a performance at the Triple Door tonight, and the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra plays at Tula's Hiromi Duets with Edmar Castaneda in the last night of their current run at Jazz Alley. On Tuesday night, Industrial Revelation, featuring Marina Albero with Happy Orchestra, and Urban Ghost will be at the Nectar Lounge. Emerald City Jazz Orchestra plays at Tula's, and Jacob Zimmerman and Pals will be at Il Bistro. Piano starts here on Wednesday, features music of Jen Johansson and Esbjorn Svensson at the Royal Room. The Whatcom Jazz Music Arts Center presents the first annual WJMAC Jazz Walk, beginning with a feature concert with Steve Kallestad, Don Clement, and Mark Taylor at the Sylvia Center in Bellingham on Wednesday night. And then on Thursday, 13 groups perform at 5 locations in downtown Bellingham for the Jazz Walk. 1-ticket admission for all. Dan Fanley, Ari Honig, Milo Peterson, Casey McGill, Joe Doria, Don Clement, Mark Taylor Duo, and Gail Pettis, among others. The Eastside Jazz Club in Bellevue presents the Mojo Big Band at Resonance in Soma Towers on Thursday evening, and Garfield Jazz Band's kickoff concert is at Quincy Jones Auditorium at Garfield High School. Friday, Ann Reynolds and Cynthia Mullis team up for some duos at Cafe Musica in Seattle. Tom Collier will be at Tula's, and Taj Mahal opens his annual residency at Jazz Alley through Thanksgiving. Happy Orchestra Trio will be at the Musiquarium at the Triple Door on Friday night. And Saturday, the Ain't No Heaven 7 Dixieland Band plays at the Royal Room. Pure Desmond with Brent Jensen and Jamie Findlay on guitar will be at Tula's. Steve Griggs Ensemble presents Blues for John T. Williams at the Alki United Church of Christ on Saturday. For more info about good places to go for live jazz, see the KNKX calendar or earshot.org. To conclude today's show, we're going to remember Ernestine Anderson, whose birthday was yesterday. The late Ernestine Anderson was a fixture on the Seattle jazz scene for many years, and nationally and internationally as well. We first met her back in 1962 when we were doing some live broadcasts from the penthouse at First and Cherry in Seattle, and some of those recordings have now been issued for the first time. With Dick Palombi on piano, Chuck Metcalf on bass, and Bill Richardson on drums, here's Ernestine Anderson at the penthouse in 1962.
So terribly hard that love can never last. My heart's well schooled, 'cause I've been fooled in the past, and still I fall in love too easily. Don't you know I fall in love too fast? I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love so terribly hard.
Ernestine Anderson from a live broadcast 55 years ago, 1962, from First and Cherry in Seattle at the Penthouse, with Dick Palombi on piano, Chuck Metcalf on bass, and Bill Richardson on drums, Ernestine singing I Fall in Love Too Easily. And that wraps up our show for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you've enjoyed our music. You're listening to KNKX 88.5, Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1, Olympia, KVIX 89.3, Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9, Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News 88.5 FM.